It's 8 hours. The main news bulletin is up next.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Zambia. Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletic Playbook, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zf. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. MAZ backs government's decision to export over 500,000 metric tons of surplus maize and millimill. Winter Kabemba says Zambia's economy will not improve under the UPND without a shift from the capitalist system. 100 groups call for end to Israel's weaponization of Gaza aid. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. The Millers Association of Zambia, MAZ, has welcomed government's decision to approve the export of 501,620 metric tons of surplus maize grain and millimill to regional destinations. Cabinet, at its recent meeting, approved the export of surplus maize grain totaling 501,620 metric tons of its equivalent quantity of millimill to various destinations in the region. Commenting on this decision, the MAZ president, Andrew Chindala, has commended the move as a positive step, especially that Zambia has not exported maize in 2 years. Mr. Chintala has commended government's responsiveness to stakeholder calls for reopening the export market and has emphasized the importance of adhering to proper procedures to ensure the integrity of the export process. He is confident that the exports will not negatively impact the country's food security and has encouraged millers to utilize the export window by purchasing more maize from local farmers and adding value through processing.
The proposals and modalities that were discussed by the stakeholders and presented to government is what obviously cabinet looked at, and obviously considering the technical input that had been given, government is comfortable to allow the exports, which obviously are regulated exports. I must mention that these are regulated exports, meaning that whoever has been allowed to export, they have to be done in a three-quarter system and a controlled system in a way, so that we do not compromise the food security situation.
Former Justice Minister Winter Kabemba says Zambia's economy will not improve under the UPND administration for as long as the current capitalist system remains in place. Mr. Kabemba has argued that the profit-driven economic framework prioritizes returns over social welfare, making it unsuitable for tackling pressing issues like unemployment and the rising cost of living. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kabemba contends that the capitalist model has left structural gaps, resulting in job losses, widening inequality, and inadequate public services. He has cited examples of countries that have pursued alternative development paths and achieved stronger social indicators despite external pressures. Mr. Kabemba is urging the UPND administration to consider a deliberate shift toward an economy designed to serve the people and resolve chronic social and economic deficits, further emphasizing the need for leadership that will consciously redesign policy frameworks to alter the underlying character of the economic system.
If you think that they are going to be resolved by a capitalist system, you are wrong. Okay? So then what is the way forward? The way forward is to get a leadership that consciously changes the dynamics and the character of your system. I said to the Deputy British High Commissioner when he came to my office, I said, you know, the system must answer only one question. Whose economy is this? Okay? It has to be either the people's economy or the economy of a capitalist. So if you want it to be economy of the people to deliver to the people, then you have to deconstruct the capitalist system. There's nothing that UPN will do that is going to change anything for as long as they're operating under a capitalist system, which they fervently believe in.
UPND Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Emenda says President Hakainde Hichilema's performance over the past 4 years, despite having no prior government experience before becoming head of state, has proven his critics wrong. Ms. Emenda says, contrary to his critics, President Hichilema has demonstrated that effective leadership stems from having a clear vision and a genuine heart for the people. She has told Phoenix News that President Hichilema's tremendous performance has exceeded public expectations and achieving significant development strides, attributing this success to his clear vision and genuine commitment to the people rather than prior political experience. Ms. Emenda adds that the UPND has scored 90% of its promises and believes no opposition party will be able to match the development strides made under the new Dawn government.
To not perform beyond expectation. Well, I mean, honestly, look what happened. We performed beyond expectation. Even amid the external exogenous negative factors that affected that. They were saying because he did not have a governmental position, he will not expand on. Yes, from the example, you don't have to have a government position and so on. All you have to have is to have a vision and to have the capacity in terms of intelligence and so on to work things out, to plan and things like that.
Veteran politician Akashamba Twambiko Sitalewanika has described the political environment heading into next year's general elections as hostile. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, Ms. Sitalewanika says the political climate does not appear promising for 2026, mirroring patterns seen in previous election years, largely due to the continued ill treatment of opposition leaders. Meanwhile, Mr. Lewanika has emphasized the need for political players in the country to avoid acts of vengeance against one another, warning that failure to do so will only deepen the hostility and undermine a peaceful and friendly democratic process. He has further noted that freedom of assembly, speech and political association must be respected and protected if Zambia is to maintain a truly democratic environment where all voices can be heard and engaged constructively. Global news, more than 100 organizations have signed a joint letter calling on Israel to stop the weaponization of aid into Gaza as starvation deepens. Humanitarian groups, including Oxfam and Medecins Sans Frontières, say they are increasingly being told that they are not authorized to deliver aid unless they comply with the stricter Israeli regulations. Groups risk being banned if they delegitimize the state of Israel or do not provide detailed information about Palestinian staff. We monitor the BBC for details in this story and also for other global stories.
More than 100 aid agencies have accused Israel of continuing to block their humanitarian supplies from Gaza, despite its promise to allow more aid in to ease the hunger crisis. Many of the organizations say not a single one of their trucks has been allowed in since March. U.S. media say Donald Trump told European leaders he